the hospital, and they couldn't find anything wrong with him, but he's been dizzy, he's been, you know, he can hardly keep his balance, not allowing him to drive. They can't find anything wrong other than his blood's thick and was thick, excuse me. And we decided, well, we're going to go over to their home. It's a two-hour trip over to their house from where we were at in Riverdale, Michigan, and we're going to decide we're going to go over there. We're going to anoint him with oil, pray with him. And so we went as a family, just expecting to do that with him and my mother-in-law. And my nephew came with us, who lives in Port Huron, and we got over there, and my sister-in-law's there, and her niece. And my father-in-law, we just started sharing. I started sharing with what I'm learning and experiencing, the newness and just the fullness. You know, as I shared with him, I said, Dad, there's more. And we started talking. He says, you know, I didn't even bring this up to him. He says, you know, I'd just love it if somebody laid hands on me.
Oh, praise God.
And he said, I don't think I get it in my church, my fellowship. They're without a pastor for last year, Baptist Church. And, there, you know, there's a lot of strife in there with people trying to rise to that power, you know. And as we talked, we got interrupted, and, you know, we went down in the basement. My other sister-in-law came. Well, my judgmental attitude, you know, they're not there spiritually. And was I wrong? I was struggling because I knew God wanted us to anoint him. He asked for anointing. My wife, without her even knowing, I talked to my father-in-law. Said, I really feel sense that God wants to have my father anointed and healed today. And I said, well, you know, we've already talked it over. But what do we do with your sisters? And I go upstairs, and we pray, we bound the enemy. My one sister-in-law said, well, I'm going to leave now. And I said, there's the answer to prayer. That was my arrogance, my judgmentalness. And she didn't leave. I'm scratching my head. Well, that's weird. So we kind of ignored it again. And then I went up and started talking. My sister-in-law started singing on the piano, and so I was able to confront my father. Not confront, go to him. I said, who would you like in the family to be here to witness this and to pray with you? I was thinking, my family. We've arrived. You know, the arrogance, the bad spirit. I want all my family there. I said, oh, great. And we all gathered. And then I shared. God shared through me. Every one of you here that knows Christ as your Savior are righteous. And you're holy. Right where you're at. And God moved in. And I shared with them how God had to deliver me. You just heard my judgmentalness. And I'm saying I was delivered, because I am, from that fundamental spirit. It still wants to rise its ugly head. And I asked my father-in-law, is there anything between you and I that brings a distance? I want my mother-in-law. Is there anything between you and I? I want to my sister-in-law, right in the room. And there was healing between a relationship. the hurt of my words. Truth. Yeah, right. My sister-in-law. Is there anything? My wife, my children. We started sharing. We started sharing, do you hear me? The hearts were united. My mother-in-law confessed bitterness to my father-in-law. Will you forgive me? We prayed. This was 10 minutes to midnight. As people prayed, people fell. They fell to the ground. Energy is in that room that I've never experienced in my whole life. We sang praises to God. These Baptists are raising their hands. Former Baptists. They've been delivered. You gotta remember, there's missionaries, there's pastors in these families. And we sing until 2 o'clock in the morning. I didn't get home until 3. You it didn't have to be that long. My dad, my father-in-law's healed.
Praise God.
I know it. He didn't wasn't dizzy anymore. I can't. You know, some of you are feeling very uncomfortable with what I'm saying, maybe. But that's okay. I came from that. And on the way home, we're singing again. We're singing more. And I said, you know, I looked at myself 4 years ago being kicked out. But because of my heart wanting to have God lead my life in spirit, I was asked to leave Egypt. I wasn't kicked out. I was asked to leave. And what a different way of looking at it. Somebody was blessed by asking me to. I no longer felt kicked out. You follow what I'm saying? But God is good. You know. My sister-in-law, her husband, former husband, we used to go witnessing together. We prayed together. We grew together. She said, John, I pray for you every night. Can you believe that? You gotta be kidding. You know, I'm more spiritual than you are. That was my attitude. My wife and I came out of there. How can that be? They ministered to me. So, that's God, though. You arrogant. Yeah, I was arrogant. No longer. We're going back tomorrow. But what happened last night? My sister-in-law, husband wasn't there. Would you pray for my husband? His, I can't think what it's called, his enlarged male problems. And we start praying for him. That's the way it's supposed to be, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I'm laughing. I'm crying. Testimonies last night just started to be so sweet as hearts were brought back together as a family. And I'm sure I'm missing a lot. I mean, for 2.5 hours or so, God was there. In a real special way.
I I think, John, we should give God a round of applause for your family.
You know what?